This goes to Dr. Stebbleton, fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Patrick Meese, it's M-E-A-S-E. Date of birth 3/18/1976. Dear Dr. Stebbleton, this is a consultation for Mr. Meese, who was sent for evaluation of hyponatremia. He's actually had low sodium concentration per blood since 2019, but usually the range is ranging between 131 and 133. However, September 15th of this year, sodium was 124, and he did have a normal urine osmolality of 319 at that time. So he has been referred for further evaluation. He is very active. He gets on the treadmill and works out very hard for 60 minutes every day and does sweat quite profusely. And he does drink water, probably at least a gallon of water a day in addition to other liquids that he consumes. And he is he drinks beer and the seltzer drinks daily. And he's not interested in stopping alcohol consumption. But that also does contribute to hyponatremia. His only complaint is his chronic nasal drainage, and he does have some pain in his hands and swollen joints at times. And he has a known history of Raynaud's, and currently the hands are nice and warm, but they are slightly erythematous. He denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. He voids in adequate amounts. No cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. No unusual rashes. Past medical history is significant for allergic rhinitis, history of hyperlipidemia, Raynaud's disease, obstructive sleep apnea, fatigue, a history of external hemorrhoids, and arthritis, especially in his hands. Past surgical history, he's had bilateral surgeries on both shoulders and recent right shoulder rotator cuff repair. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. He drinks alcohol daily. He denies illicit drug use. He is married and he works full-time. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes and hypertension. He has a sister with scleroderma and renal failure secondary to scleroderma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to sulfa. Medications, he uses Allegra, 180 milligram once daily, and no other medications. Physical exam, height is 67 inches, weight 140 pounds, pulse 55, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/50. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is pink, clear, no lesions. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender. No palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema. Hands, he does have erythematous hands and some edematous fingers on the right hand especially. Labs, the most recent lab studies were done 10/6/2023, and we do have a creatinine level of 0.68, the sodium was 124, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 30, albumin 4.6, calcium 9.3, glucose 101, liver enzymes, the AST was 72, ALT is 47. We do have a urinalysis that is negative for blood, negative for protein. pH was 8. And the CBC was done 9/15/23. hemoglobin 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. And 322, 22 creatinine 0.8, sodium 131, 830 of 2020, creatinine 0.8, sodium 131, 7 or July 22nd of 19, creatinine 0.8, sodium is 133. Assessment and plan, hyponatremia, most likely secondary to excessive water consumption and chronic alcohol consumption. We have encouraged the patient to decrease water consumption and add in some electrolyte supplements in place of water after exercising, especially on the treadmill. Also to decrease the alcohol consumption. We were going to ask him to make these changes and then next week to check some labs for us again with urine osmolality and a random urine sodium level, as well as thyroid studies and our other renal chemistries. And we would like to keep his sodium above 130 if possible. We suspect he'll have chronic hyponatremia, but the 131 to 133 range is probably his baseline. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.